almost 15,000 Ukrainian troops could die. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That warning and prediction from Pentagon officials who briefed members of Congress, lawmakers tell Fox News the planning for a Russian invasion of Ukraine started in the fall.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, telling lawmakers that Kiev essentially doesn't stand a chance and that Russian troops could take over the city only 3 days into war. Brand new satellite images revealing Russian forces are closing in on Ukraine's border. The Associated Press reporting 70% of Russia's military is moving into place, giving Putin the option of launching a full-scale invasion.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The West is still hoping diplomacy prevails.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will visit here for the first time since taking office in December. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Chancellor and President Biden will discuss ongoing diplomatic efforts to prevent a Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The President of France heads to Moscow tomorrow for talks with his Russian counterpart. A pretty strict penalty is being proposed for air passengers who don't behave.
Delta Airlines telling the U.S. Department of Justice that unruly passengers should be placed on the national no-fly list. The Associated Press reporting that Delta's CEO, Ed Bastian, sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland Thursday. Bastian stated that this punishment will help prevent future incidents and that there should be zero tolerance for any behavior that affects flight safety.
Fox's Laura Cantor, the airlines already have their own no-fly list for disruptive passengers. A snowboarder from Connecticut has claimed the first U.S. medal at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Julia Marino scored silver in the women's slopestyle finals. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Weeks before the raging fire that leveled a fertilizer plant in North Carolina, firefighters had been called to the facility in Winston-Salem. Residents had complained about a smoldering pile of fertilizer material, but firefighters concluded there was no risk of explosion, and they flooded the area with water. Weeks later, they were confronted with uncontrollable flames. Growing concern in Los Angeles about a spike in violent crime.
The city of L.A. reels from the recent murders of two young women, Brianna Kupfer, stabbed to death in the store where she worked, and Tioni Theus, shot and then dumped on the side of a freeway, plus a series of smash-and-grab robberies and armed street attacks. The chief is now telling us that the DA's policy of not using sentencing enhancements for violent crime is hurting the city.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. In a tweet last night, President Biden said stronger law enforcement is critical to stopping gun crime, but it's made more effective when we invest in strengthening our communities. A California man who attended a football game last weekend remains in a medically induced coma, according to his family. Daniel Luna suffered a traumatic brain injury after he was punched outside SoFi Stadium. Surveillance video shows Luna pushing a man from behind. That man then turned around and hit Luna. He was arrested days later. Super Bowl Sunday is next weekend, but football fans still have something to watch today. the Pro Bowl.
Indianapolis Colts running back Jonathan Taylor is among 31 first-time All-Stars.
Just being here with some of the most elite athletes in the world in the game of football, I mean, it's a blessing.
The Colts led the fan vote with 7 selections for the AFC roster, the Dallas Cowboys, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and San Francisco 49ers topping the NFC with 5 apiece.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, Pam Puso, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.